it seems that this is the first time in all the CSW meeting that we're having an indigenous group of women coming together to voice out specific issues about indigenous people, because this year's theme is on violence against women and children. And as an indigenous group throughout the world and in Asia, hopefully there'll be more space and voice for indigenous peoples in this CSW meeting.
Tell me about the situation of the indigenous women.
Well, our culture, our language, our knowledge is very much related to the environment. So once that is lost, we lost all that and we get displaced, and a lot of women go out and migrate to the city to try to find job. And there, that is when they will get trafficked or get exposed to a lot of kind of violence. For those women who stay back within their community, the men become very frustrated because of the situation. For instance, the plantation work is very regimented. An indigenous person's life is different. We go to the jungle, we hunt, we have this ceremony. But while you are in a plantation, it's very much regimented. So a lot of the men cannot adjust to that, and they have no job, they get frustrated, and alcohol become available. That result with too much alcohol, and again, the women will suffer. They get beaten and all that.
Is there a high incidence of alcoholism in Malaysia?
Yeah.
Among the indigenous?
Among our community, it has become very high. Alcohol has been a culture, but it's not a problem in our community, because alcohol is related to ritual and for some celebration. It's not for everyday consumption. But what has happened is, because of this new exposure, the psychological problem, the men become more drinking, and the women are the one who will get the brunt out of that. The other thing about women is, because they are the one who look after the family, now they don't have resources. They will have to look far for, you know, to collect food or to get water. So along the way, they also get exposed to a lot of violence. And I think the other thing that have impacted us a lot is, you know, with plantations, we get a lot of outside workers, cheap labor, because companies want to maximize profit, so they get cheap labor from outside. And women get exposed to this new migrant, indigenous women of migration, and they also get exposed to violence along this way. If they work there, they either become prostitute or that kind of issue. So when you talk about violence of women for indigenous community, it's also community. The whole community also gets exposed to the violence, the children. And
what about the education of girls in your community? Is that a problem?
Well, supposedly in Malaysia, education is for all. But definitely in all communities, also in my community, it will always be the boys who will have that priority. And the girls, at a certain point in their life, if there are problems in the family, will have to stay back and help in the family. Of course, we also try to do a lot of work in helping the girls in terms of education, because we know that with education, we do have a little bit of choice in our life if we are women or as girls.
Is there a high incidence of trafficking against women?
Sabah, the region in Malaysia, is actually, we call the gateway to trafficking from countries from Indonesia and Philippines, and they will get trafficked to other countries throughout Asia and even to Europe or Saudi Arabia. But indigenous people, indigenous women are also part of those areas. Either they get trafficked within the country from the rural to the urban area, or they also follow the crowd to another country, like they start to go to Singapore to work, and sometimes they don't have skills or they don't have the papers, and then they will land into trouble.
You mentioned that you wanted your voices heard, but what else do you want to achieve at this Commission on the Status of Women meeting here?
There's a lot of issue for us. That's why we have a lot of hope for the CSW, and, you know, hopefully some of the things that we are facing can also be highlighted in the talk or in the paper, in the conclusion. Well, of course, besides hoping that, you know, our problems will be highlighted, this is a meeting of many different women, many different NGOs all over the world. And it is also an opportunity for us to meet other women, to meet other groups from different parts of the world, to have the exchange and learn from one another. And I hope our issue, indigenous peoples and the women and the girls, will be taken by the government.